One minute the school holidays have started and you've got 6 weeks of fun and sun stretched before you. The next you're shopping for the new term's uniform. Children in Kent have been back at school for a few weeks now, and while the first day back nerves might have worn off, for some children the worries and anxiety are a constant. During 2016-17, Childline carried out 15,000 counselling sessions with children experiencing worries about school. Many were under pressure to perform well, especially during their exams, while others couldn't cope with the workload, disliked their teacher, had problems with friends, or were struggling to settle into a new school. One teenage girl who contacted Childline said, "My parents are really annoyed with my exam results. I thought I was going to do well and get good grades because I prepared loads, but I failed. I feel like a waste of space. I'm trying to remain positive, but it's hard. I feel like my parents hate me." Children might find it hard to talk about what's bothering them, but there are some signs to look out for. They might suddenly become withdrawn or seem down and depressed, have problems sleeping, want to miss school, change their eating habits, or at its most serious, start self-harming. But there are lots of things you can do to support your child if they're experiencing problems at school. In terms of homework, encourage them to talk to their teacher. If the teacher knows they're struggling, they might be able to explain things to them differently or organise extra time or extra lessons so that they can keep on top of things. You can also help them plan their time. Encourage them to write a daily to-do list. In terms of moving schools, encourage children to look out for people who have similar hobbies and interests. Perhaps take something to school to share at break time. Also, remind children that the number of friends they have isn't important. What matters is that they have people they're close to and can share things with. Also, remind children not to forget that body language is important too. Smile, talk clearly, and make eye contact. When it comes to exams, it's important not to place unnecessary pressure on children to gain certain grades. We need also to make sure, when they're revising, that they take regular breaks, eat well, sleep well, and get some exercise. All these things will really help them focus. You can also help alleviate their worries by talking to them and be sure to give them space and time to do homework and revision. In terms of managing school anxiety, one in six of us are affected by anxiety at some point in our lives. It's important that children experiencing anxiety know that these feelings can be normal, will pass, and that they will feel better and that they're in control. Encourage your child to talk to you and find ways to boost their self-esteem. Also, relaxation techniques can help distance themselves from how they're feeling. Why not research methods together? Breathing exercises and meditation are all great. Whatever the worry, there's plenty of advice on the Childline website. Why not explore it together and come up with some solutions? You can visit www.childline.org.uk. And if a child feels that they can't talk to you, they can speak to one of our trained volunteer counsellors, free and in confidence, on 0800 111 111.